Hey there, and welcome to the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, the podcast that helps you navigate the ever-changing landscape of mobile marketing. Hey there, and welcome to another episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy. I'm Kim Stewart.
And I'm Hazel Fruitman.
And it's our last day at our company retreat in Hawaii. So we're banging out some podcasts today, and Kim, got a terrible cold, so if I sound like I'm talking through a horn, my apologies.
So today we'll be talking about
automobile dealers.
It's
like dead silence. Everybody's crazy. If you've heard our podcast before, you know that that's probably not what you expected to hear. But we have onboarded several customers over the past month and a half or so who own car dealerships or market for car dealerships. And so we have gotten to take a look at what they're doing, how they're doing it. We've given them some suggestions about how to do it better and what are some other ideas that we think that they might use. So we're kind of at the point where we want to share what we've learned with people who may either be in the automobile dealership business or who may be agencies who work with automobile dealerships, because this is a super great product. If you're an agency that's already doing a lot of work with automobile dealerships, go for it. Call us up. Let's work some stuff out for how we're going to set it up, and we're perfectly happy to help you. And if you happen to be an automobile dealership, we'll talk to you too, because like you say, we've got some experience with it now. We've seen the effectiveness. There's a guy, what's his name?
John P.
Ward's Auto.
Wardsauto.com.
He writes a blog there, and he is like the biggest fan of mobile wallet marketing and iBeacons. And, you know, one thing I noticed in his blog that we hadn't even thought about was setting up mobile wallet marketing passes instead of or in addition to traditional business cards for salespeople.
Yes.
So that one just came from out of the blue, didn't even think about it, never occurred to me, but you know, we're certainly one to give credit for good ideas, but we're also going to take those good ideas and use them.
Right. And that just came out.
A week or two ago, yeah.
Yeah.
So at this point, if you are a regular listener to our podcast, you may want to jump ahead 90 seconds or 2 minutes, because this is the part of every podcast where we pretend like nobody has any idea what mobile wallet marketing is or how it works, and we take 2 minutes and we give a brief description so that everybody's up to speed and actually understands what we're talking about when we give you the fabulous ideas after this part.
Well, mobile wallet passes are direct access marketing and communication tools that are marketed directly to the customer's mobile phone. And these passes, I have a front and a back to them. The front of the pass, you put who you are, very simple, your title, and even a tagline. Dealerships will have taglines of who they are, for sure. And the back of the pass is where all the fun stuff happens. These passes are designed to be used for Apple Wallet. They can also be used for third-party app in
Android.
On your Android phone.
Right. We used to make them with Google Wallet, but then Google Wallet isn't Google Wallet anymore. Now it's Android Pay, and the passes don't have the same functionality. So currently, if you try to install one of the passes on an Android phone, it takes you to the Google Play Store, and, well, maybe. If you already had a wallet app installed, it would just put it right in your wallet app. If you don't have a wallet app installed, then it would take you to the Google Play Store, and depending on geographically where you are you in Canada, are you in Australia, are you in England, are you in the United States, it would give you a couple of different options for the app that is compatible. So now that that part's out of the way, how do you get a pass into a phone?
Well, you get a pass into the phone by scanning the QR code or by tapping the link.
So if I have A roof that's caving in? No, actually,
or a
it's
a coconut falling on us.
It's a coconut that just fell on the roof. They do this. It's crazy, especially in like the middle of the night, because this is like a fabulous house that we're staying at. But in the middle of the night, wham! And you're like, oh my God, what's happening? Yeah. So anyway, moving on from there. So if you are using mobile wallet marketing and people put passes in their phones, how do you connect with them?
Well, on the back of a pass, you have call to action links, click to call, click to your email. If you have a podcast going, you can have a listen link to their podcast, to their videos, and of course, a map to your dealership.
Don't forget about social media.
Oh, yes.
Don't forget about AdWords.
No.
Don't forget about organic search. Anywhere that you can push either the QR code or the live link, and we suggest that you try to push the combination of the two, though I know with like AdWords, it's almost impossible. All you can really use is the link.
Yeah.
But anyway, so you got people with phones, you've got QR codes and links. So if I'm looking at a newspaper ad that a car dealership has put into the local newspaper, I'm not very likely to be able to tap directly on the link. So I'm going to do one of two things. I'm either going to scan the QR code with Apple Wallet, or I'm going to open up my Safari or my Chrome or whatever, and I'm going to type in the link, and I'm going to go to the link page, because there are people who love to type things in, especially the older crowd. No offense, but they're not big on QR codes for some strange reason. Your millennials, on the other hand, will scan just about anything, and they already know how to do it and what to do with it. You do want to let people know that this is going to go into Apple Wallet or an Android Wallet app, because there's probably nothing scarier than scanning a QR code and the next thing you see is your Apple Wallet, which is where your credit cards for your Apple Pay reside. So don't scare people. And the effective install rate when you actually tell them what they're going to do is so much better than if you don't tell them. You just don't send them in blind. I mean, that's not a marketing method that works for most anything that I'm aware of.
Right. So
you're a car dealer and you have many other car dealers who are competitors. So we've got two things that happen with mobile wallet marketing passes that are super cool. One is geofencing. And geofencing works by using the GPS or the location coordinator in the phone. And the other one is called iBeacons. And if you're not familiar with iBeacons, go ahead and Google them. Like you say, what's his name?
John P.
At wardsauto.com blog does a great breakdown. And he also talks a lot about how this applies to automotive. And it's fabulous. I mean, we don't know the guy, but we really like what he's written and we like the way that he writes. So that's why we're kind of saying, go and look if you don't believe us. So you could, let's say that you're the local Toyota dealership, you could set a geofencing trigger notification, which pops up on the lock screen, when somebody is in front of your business. Or you could also set one when they are in front of the Nissan dealership. Yes, that's right. You can geofence your competitor locations. Each pass can have up to 10 different locations on it. And so we don't suggest if you're on a big auto row that you geofence every single one of your competitors and yourself. We would probably have you do yourself and maybe one other one that you consider to be your primary competition. The one reason that people do tend to delete passes from phones
is that they
get
too many messages and
too many messages. So that kind of brings us to the point of what happens with the passes in the phones. And what we see right now is what's the figure, guys?
Oh, it's a 90% retention rate. So what that means is that 90% of your users are not deleting the pass.
Which is super incredible, because you can't tell me that 90% of the people that see a newspaper ad tear that sucker out, fold it up, and tape it to their phone and carry it around for a year. You can't tell me that somebody's got an email that you sent them a year ago still in their email inbox waiting to use it. You've probably changed all your offers. Who knows? Maybe you've got, like, there's all new car models, whatever. So the thing with mobile wallet marketing passes is that these things can be issued for one purpose and then you can change the offer. So, some of the things that we have seen are dealers using passes for so far is offering people deals or rebates on specific cars. We have a Chevrolet dealership that was doing a $10,000 cash back on new Silverados. They had a X dollars per month going on Chevy Cruises. They were doing service specials. They were selling aftermarket items, you know, like upgraded floor mats or get the truck accessories if you're buying a truck, you know, the bed covers, things, stuff like that. We've got a couple that use them for service reminders. Somebody comes in and buys a car. They're using a more specific type of pass that's tracked back to that person. And they know that all the people that bought a car in the month of January should be getting a notification in the end of March that it's time for their 3-month oil change. Even though we all know oil doesn't need to be changed every 3 months, that's kind of the 3 months or 3,000 miles. So they send 3 months a service reminder to the buyers, or there's a recall, or there's something new going on. You know, one big thing, somebody who's looking for a big old truck is probably not also buying a used compact car today. But truck, that kind of means job. Family, most families have kids, most kids grow up, most kids get driver's licenses, most kids get cars. Most of them don't get brand new cars, they generally tend to get used cars. So it's always like a clever idea to run a little line about see us for great deals on used cars. Or, you know, everybody's always looking for trade-ins. Just because you have a truck doesn't mean you don't also have a 5-year-old car that you might want to trade in on a new car or whatever. So there's a million different ways. Everything that you would promote in a radio ad, a newspaper ad, magazine ad, maybe you're doing some local periodicals, TV, whatever it is, wherever and however that you promote, like, this is like so serious. We have another podcast from, I don't know, like maybe a month, month and a half ago that specifically details how to integrate mobile wallet marketing with your existing campaigns, whether they're online, like you're doing AdWords or you're doing Facebook, or whether they are in print, or whether you do signage, or whether you shave the name of your business into the side of a dog and let them run up and down the street, just whatever it might happen to be. And one of the things that we have noticed with the automobile dealerships is that proper organization of the passes before you just go off and say, oh, I want a pass for this and a pass for this and a pass for that. Like, what we like to do is sit down with you and talk about what your marketing strategy is at the moment. Right. Are you doing TV? Are you doing direct mail? Are you doing email? Are you doing periodicals? Are you doing newspapers? What are you doing? Let us have a look at the ads that you're running and the campaigns that you have so that we can run sort of a parallel side-by-side ad in the mobile wallet marketing passes, but that we also have the ability to target with the updates and the new offers the correct demographics. So you can get sort of a better sense of the efficiency of your newspaper campaign in July. I might have said this. And if you got 5,000 pass installs in July, and you'd probably have to be in a big market to get 5,000, let's be honest. Most places don't sell 5,000 cars in a month. We know that. But let's say that for the sake of argument, your July ad got 5,000 downloads and your August ad got 200 downloads. Obviously, whatever it was you ran in July was something that was so much more attractive to people. And people aren't always going to go buy a new car the day they see the ad. You know, cars are a big purchase. It's like, what's the time on the house? Like 18 months or 2 years? From intent to purchase to actually purchasing. And so cars, you know, they're like a big expensive thing that generally require financing. Oh, and you know, that's always another good one. If you have financing deals, whether you're through GMAC or Ford Motor Credit or whoever, or the local bank or whatever, if you've got special financing deals, That's always a great lead-in for a pass update. Check out our new financing deals because, you know, I mean, Americans as a whole, we love credit. We love to buy things on credit. And if the lease option for a Tahoe is $188 a month with no money down, you want to push me that and you want to push it to me exactly like that. So the integration with your current marketing is huge. The 90% retention rate is even huger because now you've got a captive audience. And what's better than a captive audience? A captive audience with a fabulous interest rate or $189 lease on a Tahoe? So there's a million things that we can do. There's tons of ways that we can help you. And like I say, you can get a better measure of the efficacy of your current advertising by pairing it with mobile wallet marketing. You have that direct line to customers or prospects. Oh, referrals.
Referrals, yes. Referrals, you know, you share the pass with your family and friends, and, you know, there's no other best method of getting your name out there than word of mouth.
Right, and this is so simple. There's three different ways that you can share a pass. One is to send somebody the link. Two is to share the pass directly via Apple Share. Three is to scan the QR code on the front of the pass if you go with that option. So there's three simple, easy ways that I could tell Hazel, hey, I just bought a car at such and such Nissan. You should go over there too. And oh, by the way, they just sent me a thing here that says that they've got a $189 lease sale on whatever Nissan Leaf or something like that. So I could tell her straight away, I'm doing the work for you. You're getting double duty out of the passes. Well, people aren't walking around with your newspaper ad, handing it to their neighbor or handing it to the guy that works in the cubicle next to them. So it's really, it's a win-win situation for everybody.
Yeah, it is. It is. And it's a, like we said before, it's a 90% retention rate. So there's a high effectiveness there.
So if you've listened this far, you're going to want to go to mobilewalletmarketer.com, which is our platform website, and you're going to want to look over on the right-hand side in the menu, and you are going to want to go and read article about automobile dealer marketing and check out the automobile dealer marketing products that we have available. And if you have multiple dealerships, or you're like a super high volume dealer or some out of the ordinary, these plans don't apply to you. Well, don't think, oh my God, I don't want to work with these girls because they don't have a plan for me. We're happy to customize a plan if you've got something strange going on or something fabulous going on. So
yeah, that's how we work.
We look forward to speaking with you. And since it's our last day in not so sunny Hawaii, I think we're probably going to have to opt for shopping today instead of the beach.
I think so.
Excellent.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for listening.
Have a great week.